the Tom Likas Show.
Drug dealing, hookers, and loud music.
And now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
No shit, it's retarded.
Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. Our podcast is available on demand. Just go to premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. Here we are, a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. And we are here, as we are every Tuesday, at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, when we're live. The divorce attorney, Adam Sachs. This week, he's divorce attorney, Adam Sachs. Adam, always good to see you.
Hey, Tom. Great to see you, man.
What's going on?
I didn't know I was the Hebrew hammer. I like that.
There you go.
It's a good line of news for guys.
Well, now that Ryan Braun has to sit down for a year or whatever
it
is. And now you're next up. Batting cleanup.
I'll take it.
Yes.
Not the most athletic person in the world, to be honest with you, Tom.
Well, apparently neither is Ryan Braun until he takes a needle in his ass.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Can't believe these guys.
I know.
None of them called me for defense, but I wouldn't know where to start.
Understood.
Tom.
Divorce.
I've got a new rash of something happening I want to talk about tonight.
Oh, boy.
You got to not be this guy, okay? Now, we've all heard my usual rehash about, you know, don't talk to the cops and make sure you file first and all this other stuff. But there is something I've been seeing lately now too often for it to be strictly random, okay?
All right.
So here's a guy who meets a woman who's going through a divorce, okay? And she's broke and she's got all kinds of problems. And he gets involved and helps her, okay?
All right.
The way I see it is I'm in court representing her husband, okay? And she comes to court with this guy who's her new boyfriend, okay? And he's hiring her a lawyer, and he's twice as nasty as she is, okay? And he's coming over to me, and he's, you know, making, like, hostile looks and gestures, and he's, you know, he's going to protect his woman and all this stuff. Except for one very important thing, Tom, and you know what this is. I know that you would anticipate this. If she is doing it to her husband, someday she's going to do it to you, stupid.
Right?
How do guys not realize this? Unbelievable.
I know.
It's like when you're with this woman and she's talking about her last boyfriend's an asshole and the father of her children is an asshole, right?
Yeah.
You're going to be an asshole too.
Right?
She's going to end up hating you. This is her pattern. This is what she does. It's amazing how people see all these things happen to them as though they're out of the blue. But the truth is that human beings are actually very habitual and very sort of defining in patterns. And you see that there's I'm not going to say the name, God forbid, Tom.
Yes.
I don't know. We don't need lawsuits.
Oh, yeah, we don't need that.
But there's a lawyer I know, okay, here in California, who goes to work for different law firms. And after a few months on the job, she sues them for workplace harassment.
Oh, boy.
Okay? And then that goes on for a while, and she gets a settlement. And then she goes and works at another law firm and does it again. And she's done this, like, quite a few times. And this is, like, her thing, you know? So when you have a woman and you're meeting her early in the relationship and she tells you not just that she's divorced or that she has kids from a prior marriage, but her divorce is going on right now. And she's in the middle of a custody fight. And her ex is a fucking asshole. And she doesn't have enough money for the lawyer, so she needs you to pay, of course. By the way, I get calls from guys trying to hire me for their girlfriend.
Oh.
And they're telling me, don't worry, I'm going to cover it. And against my own interest sometimes, I say, why the hell are you paying for her?
Right.
Okay. You talked a lot in the past, Tom, about red flags,
yeah,
and being aware and opening your eyes and whatnot, and then how many more red flags do you need, okay?
Right.
If you meet some crazy chick, okay, first of all, we say don't date single mothers, so I'm not even going there.
Exactly.
But if you skip all that and you're with some crazy chick who's got kids and she's in the middle of a custody battle with her ex. And she's fighting him tooth and nail, and she hates him, and he's a piece of trash, and he's the worst man that ever lived. Okay? Your intelligence should tell you, this is every red flag I need to know. This woman is going to deal with him, and then she's going to be after me.
Right?
It's amazing that guys don't realize that.
I know. But the fact is, you know, a lot of guys think that, you know, they're going to be the one that can control this one, okay?
Please.
Or she only did that to him because he was a jerk. I had a chick once. Oh, this is great. I had a chick once. when I met her, I had a radio show, and she had worked in the radio business at one time or another, and came down to the studio under the premise that she, you know, worked in radio and wanted to see the studio. So she came down, and then soon we're having a drink, and soon we're sitting there, and she's telling me that she has a boyfriend who she lives with, and she tells me that the guy is an idiot. And I said, why is he an idiot? And she said, well, I told him I was coming down to, you know, see your studio and maybe work as an intern. And he said, well, that's just great. And she said, you know what? How stupid is he to let me do this?
Oh, great.
Stupid.
So he deserves to be cheated on because he trusted her.
Right.
I love chick logic.
Right. Now, of course, if I ever decided to have a relationship with said person, what's going to happen to me? You know, one day I say, sure, that's a guy you're going to see? Fine, go do that. Is she going to tell him what an idiot I am? Yes. Yes, she probably is.
It's not a joke.
No, it's not a joke.
It's like this thing. I think my mom told me, like, if a woman has an affair with a married man, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if he ever left his wife and went with her, she'd have a cheating husband, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but people are naive and also sort of egocentric enough to believe that, you know, he may have done it to her, but he's not going to do it to me or whatever. I'll be the exception. And I could really understand a guy being tempted by this single mother with all her problems and thinking that she's really hot stuff. But to actually step into it, where you're actually going to court with her and you're paying her lawyer and you're dealing with her ex-husband, and I mean you got to see some of these guys in court. They're scowling and screaming and almost getting themselves arrested, you know, to like defend the honor of this bitch that they're dating, that's torturing her ex-husband and not realizing that they're next in line. And by the way, Tom, I see them later also. They end up having a kid with her. She wants to cement them in.
Of course.
Now she's got two kids with one father, two kids with another father, blah blah, and she hates them all. And they're all equally monstrous. I've talked to women so many times, and they tell me, oh, my first ex-husband's a piece of shit, my second ex-husband's a bigger piece of shit, and the biggest piece of shit is my third ex-husband.
Right. Of course, who spread their legs and said, stick it in?
Unprotected, I might add.
Right. Who said that?
It's worse because it's like, you know, okay, fine. So you were drunk, you met some guy at some bar, and he's an asshole, you fucked him. Okay, what can you do? That's life. No. You had to have a baby with him, okay? That's an act of thought, okay? I'm sorry. And there are too many forms of birth control available, plus morning after pills, abortion pills, and every other frickin' thing in the world. You knew what you were getting into, sister.
Of course.
They always say, oh, you know, it wasn't until after the baby was born that I realized what a piece of shit he was. Okay, please.
People who don't want to have kids don't have kids. It's that simple.
It's remarkable.
You know, those who don't want to have kids don't have them. You know, the other ones who just believe what the other person says, believe they're on the pill or believe they can't have children or whatever stupid story they were told, clearly they're the kind of people who just let life wash over them like a tidal wave.
Well, the other one, Tom, which we've talked about, which relates to this, is what I would call, this has got to be a new Likas rule, is you snooze, you lose, okay? I had a guy call me this week. And he said to me, you know, he's got this tough situation with his kids and with his ex-girlfriend, this whole thing. And he's going to start putting some money aside to hire me. So that was a good thing.
Yeah.
And he said, okay, I'm going to put some money aside. And when I get served with papers, then I'm going to call you. That's literally what he said. And I said, no, you don't understand. You want to take the initiative. You want to file. That's going to make a big difference. It's really, really important. Yeah. Well, when I get the papers, I'll call you. I'll fax them to you. That's when we'll answer her papers. I don't understand what
these
passive
guys.
Well, that's exactly it. these passive guys are sitting on their ass. They're hoping nothing goes wrong, you know. A lot of them have these handshake things where they have a kid, they never got custody arrangements, they never have anything formal. It's all this handshake with some bitch, okay? And that works for a year or two maybe, and then she's broke and she wants child support, she wants to move to another state, she has a new boyfriend, she wants him to be the father of the kid, you know, she wants to like switch the loyalty to him or whatever, tell the kid that's your father now, blah, blah, blah. And these guys are caught completely by surprise, completely unawares.
I was surprised to see a story the other day, and we posted it on our website. I don't know if you saw this. There are websites, and of course, sections on Craigslist as well, where there are women who are like 37, 38 years old.
Oh, my God.
They have put off having a kid because they've had careers. They haven't had any steady relationships or anything like that. And so now they've decided they wanted to have a kid. But instead of going out and being artificially inseminated and going to a sperm bank, well, the sperm bank's not going to pay your child support.
No one to sue, Tom.
So here's
what a drag.
Here's what they're doing. They're going online and they're telling guys, look, no strings attached. I don't want to marry you. I don't want you to marry me. You don't have to live with me. But you want to have a kid and I want to have a kid and I want you to co-parent with me. These are co-parent sites. And when they say co-parent, they mean not marriage, not relationships, but both people got to pay. And both people got to have responsibilities. There will just be no relationship between the two people.
Isn't that romantic, Tom?
Well, not only romantic, but obviously, I think it's outrageous. And I wrote a little bit of a blog warning guys not to do this. But let's talk about the legalities of this. Like, if some guy out there, and I'll bet there's at least one who is stupid enough to go to these websites and consider doing something like this. What kind of legal pitfalls would somebody fall into?
I remember you read this on the radio years ago about this big fat chick. I think she was a BBW.
Yes.
And she was going to describe to the child a nice man that helped mommy or something like that.
Right.
And you had to be gorgeous, extremely tall, extremely brilliant. And she was going to have you go for a blood test and genetic testing. It's like this whole thing. But anyway, you're the father of the kid. You are on the fucking hook. Let's face it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The other question that you might ask yourself, and we've talked a lot about this, Tom, with the unbelievable amount of guys being raised by single mothers, okay? How mentally healthy is a child going to be that comes out of this union? Okay, that mommy and daddy specifically did not love each other, did not have sex, did not have any kind of a romantic connection at any time ever. Okay, you were not conceived by two loving people, but in fact by people that met each other online and really wanted had nothing to do with each other except to share a baby. Give me a fucking break, okay?
Your daddy, yes, we call him sperm donor 69, honey.
Yeah, 69. All right. Yes, you were in a cup, sweetie pie. That's how much we loved you. But isn't it fascinating, Tom, how, I mean, it's different for a man. You don't have all the parts. You really don't. But it's amazing that women who could literally have a baby completely on their own with a sperm bank, which is available. I mean, it's in the yellow pages, okay? Isn't it fascinating how women so rarely seem to want to do that?
I know.
They want to make sure that they have the address of somebody who they can go to, who's going to be their recourse. And I talk to women all the time who tell me, oh, I don't want anything from him. I'm not going to go after him. This is when they're pregnant, by the way. Anyway, big bullshit, okay? After a year or two of knocking themselves out, of discovering how difficult it is to raise a child and to support yourself and to pay the bills and all the other stuff that these feminist women were never really, like, explained at the meeting, you know what I mean?
Right.
And now all of a sudden reality comes like a ton of bricks, and they're really glad it wasn't an anonymous sperm donor. And they're more than pleased to be able to sue whoever he was and get every frickin' dime they can.
Now, of course, they even have abbreviations, like NSA, no strings attached.
Well, that's a good one.
There's no such thing as that, and I want to point this out. You know, and by the way, Adam's going to be taking calls in a few minutes here at 901-3000-TOM. Don't think we're not getting to the phones. We are. 901-3000-TOM.
You and I could talk the whole hour, Tom.
We could, and we sometimes have. But in this case, we're going to take some calls. But for the idiots out there who believe everything they read, I just want to make this real clear, okay? There is no such thing as no strings attached, A. B, The fact is that when a woman says, me and my lesbian lover, my life partner, we're just trying to conceive, and you're our downstairs neighbor here, and we thought you could help us out with a Dixie cup, and that's it. That's all we need from you, and if you want to be involved, that's your business. But, of course, there is no such thing as this, is there?
It's really important, by the way, Tom, and one of the great things that I've seen, and guys have told me this, the woman actually pulls out a piece of paper. I love this. This comes from like foreign cultures or something. She writes down, I promise I will never seek child support from, Joe Blow.
Right.
And they sign it. She signs it. They get it notarized. That's the big one.
Yeah.
Okay. And I have guys show me this. This fucking pathetic, Tom. Show me this piece of paper and tell me I'm okay, right? She can't go after me, right? She promised. And I say, are you fucking serious? A promise from a woman? Are you kidding? Seriously. Okay?
Right.
You might as well be dealing with the mafia, all right? The bottom line is, friend, sorry. Okay? That's nonsense. And
by the way, you may have heard here, we've had at least one caller in the last 2 weeks call up and say, she said she'll sign anything.
Yeah, I bet she will. I got another one for you, Tom, that you're going to appreciate. And you know this. I know you know this. I've heard you say this before. Okay, so the woman promises you, okay, it has no legal meaning, but she promises you she'll never go after you for child support. Well, guess what? She, somewhere along the line, gets some kind of state benefits, okay? She gets WIC, or she gets cash aid, or she gets some kind of program for children with diapers and blah, blah, blah. Okay, guess what? They file it. Okay? Not a joke. She tells them not to. Okay? It doesn't matter. The state is going to go after you because they want to be reimbursed for the benefits that the child got.
Didn't that happen somewhere in the Midwest where a lesbian couple engaged a guy who they met on Craigslist?
You posted this. I remember this.
Yes. Engaged the guy and said, we don't want anything from you. And in fact, later on, the couple broke up.
Lesbians broke up, right.
And the one who had custody of the kid or primary custody was broke.
Right.
And she still said she did not want any money from the guy because that's the promise they made.
Right.
But the state, if I recall, it may have been Kansas.
That's exactly what it was. That's right.
The state said, I don't care what you agreed to.
He's the father.
You applied for welfare. Yeah. We're going after him. That's it.
That's right.
And then the guy is like, I thought I was doing these chicks a favor.
Yeah, nice favor, huh?
Well, again, they supposedly didn't even know that this wasn't worth the paper it was printed on.
Right.
Although they did give the information to the state.
Well,
the
I think they probably had to. But, no good deed goes unpunished, obviously.
Right.
I think the bigger question you have to ask yourself is, and this is what I just said, why is it that women don't go to a sperm bank? Why are they so opposed to that? Seriously, that's real anonymity, okay?
Right.
If you go to the sperm bank, you're going to be inseminated. They give you, by the way, a whole little bio that the guy was a college professor and he's got brown hair and blue eyes and blah, blah, blah. You can actually choose the sperm you want, okay?
Right.
But in the end, and there's been very few exceptions. There are some exceptions where the children later on were trying to find out who the donor was, and there was some way that if he as the donor and they both gave their names, they could trade names or something. But there haven't been very serious examples of anyone getting child support under those circumstances. And the reason women don't do the sperm banks, bottom line, Tom, is because they want that insurance policy.
Right.
That one way or another. You hear these crazy stories with the lesbians and all. Okay, that's real strange stuff. But normally speaking, a woman is keeping it as an ace. Okay?
Right.
Yeah, I'm independent. I can make my own money. I don't need a man. Blah, blah, bullshit. But when the shit starts to go wrong in her life, and she's not doing as well as she hoped, and raising a kid is really tough, especially by yourself, and she's exhausted and burned out and blah, 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 the kid's a few years old, she's going to go, you know what, I'm going to call that prick up, and I'm going to get a fucking check from him.
Right.
On the House of Cards, Tom,
yes.
The show you turned me on to
yes.
on Netflix.
Yes.
They show this very she career woman, and she works at this nonprofit or whatever, and she tells one of the main characters that she's gotten pregnant, and they're like, "Oh my God, that's wonderful. Who's the father?" "Oh, it's a married man,
right,
and things didn't work out. But it's okay. I'm having the baby anyway.
Right.
And he's not going to be involved. That's okay, because I'm so modern and independent." And everyone is so fucking happy for her, okay? And if there was any truth to the storyline, Tom, trust me, okay? Take it to the bank, Tom. She's going to sue that son of a bitch to humiliate him, for his wife to know, and to go after his money.
That's
bottom line.
That's right.
And if she doesn't do it, the state will do it for her.
That's exactly right.
I rest my case.
All right. Adam Sachs has rested his case, and now it's time for you to state yours. If you've got a question about divorce, it could be that you're considering getting a divorce, or you're in the middle of a divorce and things have gone wrong, or you are in the process of separating, or you're having debates about things like vagina money, which is, of course, a regular payment for past use of a vagina, commonly known as spousal support or alimony. Maybe you are debating a prenuptial agreement as you're planning on getting married, or maybe you were too much of a pussy to get a prenuptial agreement. Now that you are married, you're hoping you can get out of it with a postnuptial agreement. Adam Sachs has all the answers, and he will give you his free legal advice right now by calling him at this number, 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM, and you can call us right now. Do not wait until the end of the hour, because that's what people do. They wait till the very end, and then the phone lines get insane with very little time left, and people get left on hold. Don't do that. Call us right now at 901-3000-866.
Kicking Earth's ass on TuneIn, iTunes, and at blowmeuptom.com. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Okay, boys, let's talk about step-ups. That's step-ups, top-quality insoles. Now, as you know, chicks bring so many deceiving tactics to the game, it's ridiculous. Fake knockers, nails, eyelashes, hair color. How about high heels? Women are never the height they appear to be. Well, now it's your turn to even the playing field, and that's where step-ups come in. With step-ups, anyone, even you, can be 2 inches taller instantly. Thanks to revolutionary technology, step-ups fit perfectly inside your shoe, and no one will ever know they're there. And while wearing step-ups, you can do anything you normally do. Get them now for the ridiculously low price of $21.95, and not only that, for a limited time only, enter coupon code TOM101 and get free lifetime replacement on your step-ups. Did you hear that? Lifetime replacement for Tom Likas Show listeners only. Plus, they'll throw in a free upgrade to priority shipping. Go to step-ups.com for a unique, ultra-comfortable walking on air experience. Life is short. You don't have to be. Get step-ups today.
You know, America loves the Gary and Dino Show. What's more patriotic than two guys sitting at a table, one drunk, the other high on pills, shooting the shit about a bunch of stupid stuff? Guts, glory, stupidity. Gary and Dino Show. Go to GaryandDino.com.
Is your small business online? If not, you're probably missing out on potential clients. And that's a problem. Let the guys at Premium Interactive take care of it for you. The same team that produced BlowMeUpTom.com is ready to help you expand your market reach by doing everything from logo and web design to creating effective and efficient online marketing strategies. Check them out at premiuminteractive.com. They've been promoting large to small businesses online for over a decade, and they're ready to put all of their experience to work for you. Now visit premiuminteractive.com right now for a special limited time promotion called the Express Website Solution, and it starts at just $699. That's right. For just $699, you can have a complete and professionally designed website. It's premiuminteractive.com. Just mention the Tom Likas Show and get an extra 20% off. It's time to get your business online. Get started today with premiuminteractive.com. It's the Tom Likas Show from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. And here we are, divorce attorney Adam Sachs, a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. It's 901-3000-TOM for your calls for Adam. 901-3000-866. Tom in Maricopa, Arizona. You're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam Sachs. Hello.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Adam.
Hey, Tom.
What I'm calling about, and I talked to Tom about this a couple of weeks ago, my wife disappears for long periods of time. She's been doing this for about a freaking year now, especially around the holidays. You know, there's always some excuse that she takes off. She's been recently telling me I've been unavailable to her. You know, now the kids are getting older, and I've pretty much raised them.
Emotionally unavailable.
She's giving me this long story about, you know, how she just doesn't love me anymore and all this other bullshit. Anyway, bottom line, she's been going for, like, long periods of time, 3 days, 4 days at a time. I know she's probably up to getting a divorce. She's probably getting some sucker on the line right now, like you guys were talking about earlier. And, Adam, I'm just kind of wondering. I'm out here in Arizona. I know laws are a little different than California, but what is it I should be doing to protect myself? You know, I thought about filing a missing persons complaint because she just picks up for long periods of time.
Tom, stop it. First of all, I'm licensed in Arizona, so I know a thing or two about Arizona law as well. But I got to tell you something. You got to look a little deeper into what you're saying, okay? She's leaving. She's disappearing. She's probably having affairs. She's doing whatever she's doing. Basically, your marriage is over, right?
For the most part, yeah. Isn't that what I'm talking about? I just can't wait till the other child turns 18.
I understand, but she's already telling you she's not happy. She doesn't want to be with you, right? I mean, why are you not making the move? It's exactly what I was talking with Tom about just now. I mean, why are you waiting? What are you waiting for? She's going to file against you, and she's got the jump on you. What kind of crazy marriage do you have? She disappears for weeks at a time? Does that sound normal to you?
No, it's not normal at all. And, last New Year's, she was gone. Last Christmas, she was there the first half of the day.
That's fucking abnormal. Come on, man.
Tom, please. Shit, man. I'm telling you. Yeah.
All right,
come on, Tom.
Well,
I challenge her on it, but...
Tom, challenge nothing, man.
We have other
it's
kids.
Over.
We have a kid.
It's over.
Yeah. Sorry about the kid, okay? That's got nothing to do with it, all right? I hate to tell it to you. Listen, it's serious as a heart attack, all right? I hate to break it to you, but she's fooling around, okay? She ain't going away on New Year's to hang out with her girls. She's going to be with another guy, okay? And even if she wasn't, that's not a marriage where you don't know where she is and what she's doing, all right? So the important thing is to acknowledge it.
What do you tell your kid on Christmas when mom is missing? What do you say?
Well, I mean, they're pretty savvy to the fact. I mean, they just kind of... They go to the master bedroom and knock on the door, you know, where's mom at? And I'm just honest with them. I said, I have no idea. If you want to know, try texting her because she's not answering my texts or my calls. Little by little, I noticed shit is moving out of the house.
Oh, great.
You know, we got a few. And Tom, I told you I changed the locks on the freaking door, threw all the shit in the kitchen. She's been taking it out bit by bit. So she hasn't been there for the last four
days.
She's
emptying out the house, Tom.
Yeah.
Okay. What about the bank account?
We have separate bank accounts, fortunately. That's one good thing.
But you pay the mortgage, of course.
I've been through a lot of shit. I'm kind of a paycheck-to-paycheck guy right now.
Okay. Well, I really think you got to work this out in your own mind, okay? It seems to me that your marriage is long over and not to be preserved at this point. And so you need to get a lawyer and file for a frickin' divorce before she gets the jump on you, okay?
And the advantage to that, just so I understand a little better,
Tom, please. It's so humiliating what you're talking about, okay? You have this woman that you're married to who's cheating on you, who's disappearing for days at a time, disappearing on holidays and New Year's. Your children are aware of it. It's very emotionally and mentally unhealthy for them to be seeing this kind of a relationship. You need to get the fuck out. And if you don't know that, please go see counseling. You must. Okay? What you're saying, if you just listen to yourself, it's horrible. Okay? I wouldn't wish it on anyone. Please get yourself out. Okay?
All right. I appreciate it, Adam.
Sooner the better.
Tom.
Don't forget.
You're great as always. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Thank you, Tom. Unbelievable.
Jesus, Tom. What people tolerate.
By the way, he did call me on another show.
Great.
As he referred to it, and he said that he had changed the locks, but still.
Nobody wants to follow a missing person.
You're wondering
to track
where
her down.
She is.
Nobody wants to track her down. Fuck her. Thank God she left.
Somebody else's penis is just heading its way in there.
I said it to him a couple times. He didn't seem to want to hear it.
That's it.
So, Tom, is pussy that hard to find? Is that the story?
Well, you know what I always say about a vagina. You know, if you miss this one, there's another one coming in 10 minutes. Look like a bust.
Yeah. I don't know. I think a lot of guys, once they get a good one, they just never want to let it go, no matter what.
Or sometimes they just can't believe it's happening to them.
If he put his foot down with this bitch, the joke is, 9 times out of 10, that would bring her back. That's the joke. If he said to her, you fucking slut, going away on New Year's and Christmas to parts unknown, we're not married anymore, okay? The fact that he's begging her, oh, please, I want you back, please don't go, that's making her lose all respect that she had none anyway.
Right.
Jesus.
Unbelievable.
Okay, please.
Right. 901-3000. Tom is our telephone number. Here's Bill in Syracuse. Bill, you're on the Tom Likas show with Adam Sachs.
You're doing great tonight. I think, Bill. This advice that you give is some of the most rarest advice, or the rarest advice many of these guys will ever get in their lives.
It's the truth, man. What can I say?
I filed first.
And by the way, I'm licensed. I'm licensed in Syracuse. Ha ha.
There you go.
Well, New York, anyway.
That's good to know. But I filed first. It was the best decision I could make against my lawyer's advice.
Against your lawyer's advice?
You know, they're. What's that?
Your lawyer said not to file first?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, he was your typical.
Jesus.
Your typical run of the mill, you know, status quo attorney.
So get a new lawyer, man.
Yeah. I mean, I drove my whole case. All he did was file paperwork. I wrote.
Far out.
Everything. I researched everything. I had to file first because, my ex was giving tens of thousands of dollars away of my money to her sister.
Tom, didn't we have that? Weren't you married to the lady or one of your girlfriends that wanted to send money to her family in Colombia or something?
Oh, yes.
That is, let me tell you something, that is the red fucking flag of red flags. And there are a lot of guys, pardon me just one second, Jim, okay? I'm really glad you raised this, okay? There's a lot of guys who will marry a woman from another country, okay? Or bring her, or she's here already. And she just naturally, as a matter of course, empties the bank account every couple of weeks and sends it to her parents or whatever. Forget it. You got to be fucking kidding. That's ridiculous. And she's got, what, a deadbeat sister? That's the story?
Yeah, you know, in a bullshit house in Escondido. I mean, what the fuck?
Jesus.
I mean, yeah. I mean, she ended up selling the house, and we made no money on it.
Great.
Over the course of 10 years, I worked my ass off, didn't see any return on that money. Gave away over $100,000. I should have put my foot down. You're absolutely right about that. Any guy should do that. Say no. No is your friend, right?
So, let me ask you, before you divorced her, sir, be an example to other guys, okay? And again, this is not me and Tom beating you up, okay? What was your thought process that you let her get away with this shit? You're just trying to hold it together?
I was just going along with it. I didn't want to disrupt anything. I didn't want to rock the boat. I didn't want to spoil the fucking giant event that was happening in everybody's lives.
Even with all the money going out the door. Even with the money going out the door, it's so sickening to work so hard and then throw it away like that. It's terrible.
I just put her on a pedestal. I put the whole thing on a pedestal, and I actually, you know, I believe that I was doing the right thing, or I believe that the people that I was dealing with, namely the people that were getting my money, were actually doing well with it.
Right.
I was 28 years old.
Right.
You know, I was stupid.
Young and dumb.
Which I still think is too young to get married.
Absolutely.
If at all.
Absolutely.
But right, you know, with divorce, 3 months or three years out, I pay child support. I pay about $950 a month. It's totally, you know, on time, never missed a payment. And then I also pay a lot more than that. So, I had my daughter with me about half the time. I taught her how to swim. I take her to gymnastics class. I take her camping. I do all this stuff, you know, and I enjoy doing that. But now I'm starting to get hit up for extras,
right?
My ex wants to, you know, do all kinds of other bullshit and, you know, ask me for thousands of dollars, which isn't in our agreement that we signed.
Right.
And she's saying that she's going to take me to court over it.
Yeah, you know what's fascinating? It's good that you raised this, and I want to say a word. This is fascinating. There's definitely some kind of a different way of thinking where, particularly when a man is paying child support, and he's paying something that, that hurts him, he's giving 30 to 40% of his money, and he's thinking, well, at least that shuts her up. But it doesn't. It never does. And I have a client who's paying something like $28,000 a month in child support, okay? And for the wife, she takes the $28,000, this is really true, quote-unquote, she puts it in her pocket, okay, doesn't say thank you, and that's just the beginning. That's the launching off point. Thanks for the $28,000. Now she has dance lessons, and she needs money for this and money for that and private school and all this other shit. And the difference in a man's thinking and a woman's thinking, the man thinks, I'm giving her all this money, that's enough, she'll leave me alone. The woman's thinking, that's the jumping off point to see what the fuck else I can get. Right? And so here you are in the same situation. Yours is like, well, thanks for the $950. I know that's fucking killing you, and now I need another grand for everything else. If it was up to the woman in your life,
two more grand a month.
Oh yeah, she would take your whole salary, and you could live in the you could work, but still live in the underpass.
Yeah.
I love it.
And, you know, I have a great single life. I run a business and. I make my schedule, and it's actually worked out really well for me getting the divorce and being able to take it kind of on my own terms. But, you know, I think the one thing, and, like, I think you're really good at explaining this, is you know, tracking and collecting your evidence and being able to verify all this stuff on paper so that if she ever does take me to court or, you know, calls up her lawyer again. I have everything verified that look at all the money I spend on her outside of the child support just when she's with me. I think I'm clear, but, you know, I just wanted to see how much I have to worry about this.
I think that when you have given her child support, you pretty much covered, okay? Now, it doesn't mean you got to be an asshole. I mean, if your daughter wants a pair of sneakers when she's with you, you don't tell her, oh, your mom gets a lot of money, let her pay for it, you know? But at the same time, where these women are always tacking on add-ons and more and more and more, you have to kind of draw the line at some point. I mean, if there's an unusual expense like braces or something, maybe you want to pay half. But I know guys that are always getting nickeled and dimed, and it's just not fair. And you gotta be fair but firm and say, look, I'm giving you a lot of money. It's a big sacrifice, but I love our daughter, but you gotta stop bugging me all the time for more. It's not fair.
Yep.
I mean, I know a lot of guys that in every pickup and every drop off and every custody exchange, they're getting shit handed to them, you know? Oh, you gotta pay this bill. Oh, you gotta pay that bill. You know, call this guy, call this doctor, blah, blah. It's ridiculous. And women will do this to you relentlessly unless you really learn to say no.
Definitely. All right, man. Thanks again. Hey,
thank you.
Tom, can you take me out Bill O'Reilly child support style?
What would that be?
That's a good one.
I don't know. Mix it up, man. This is my first call, so I need a little help here.
What the fuck is child support Bill O'Reilly?
I'll make child support at the cash register ringing after Bill O'Reilly. Go ahead.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it, and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
Storming halls, breaking walls, and busting balls. 901-3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
We've been encouraging some of the small and medium-sized businesses out there to advertise on our show because radio has pretty much let them know they're not welcome with really high prices on their commercials. And our friends at Kelly Controls, they heard our call when we said, hey, small and medium-sized businesses, step it up. And here's Kelly Controls for all your industrial, electric, and system integration services throughout California. You just call Kelly Controls at 661-294-8000. Now, Kelly Controls specializes in PLC, automation, SCADA systems, variable frequency drives, instrumentation, and process and motion control. Kelly Controls can help you complete your project and get your equipment up and running quickly and professionally. All you have to do is call Kelly Controls at 661-294-8000. You got that? 661-294-8000. Or you can visit them online at kellycontrols.com. And let me spell Kelly for you. K-E-L-L-E-Y, controls.com.
New normal rock. Newer, faster, harder rock. 24-7. Listen now, or we'll pee on your rug. They pee on your fucking rug. Pee on my fucking rug. Find us at newnormalrock.com and ask like TuneIn. They peed on your fucking rug. No ballots, no bras, no bullshit.
You got the wrong guy. I'm the dude, man.
Don't make us pee on your rug. New normal rock.
You've heard me talk about the black box. You've seen the photos I've posted on Twitter and Facebook of the black box I have out by my pool every weekend, up at the ranch. You've seen that, right? It's like goddamn Woodstock up there on weekends. So imagine a black box out by your pool or in your backyard for summer parties, barbecues, just chilling. Take it into your garage while you work or inside while you're hanging in the man cave. Wherever, the black box rocks. It's a compact single box audio system that connects easily to anything with an audio output jack to crank out unbelievable 50-watt sound. Try this. Hook it up to your TV. The black box will blow you away. The black box is made by BN Audio. Their owner's been in the industry for decades working with the best, along with co-owner Devin Bronson, who's been a P1 since he was 13 years old. These are great guys with a great product. I love it, and I use it. Go to bnaudio.com. That's bnaudio.com. And right now, if you enter promo code Tom, you'll get $50 off your order and free shipping. Just enter promo code Tom, the BN Audio Black Box, at bnaudio.com. Crank it! Tom Likas Show from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. A bonus hour with divorce attorney Adam Sachs. And before we run out of time, Adam, tell everybody how they can get in touch with you.
Well, I answer my phone personally, if I can. Give me a call at toll-free 800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. And you can also email me, adam@adamlawyer.com.
And the website, of course, is adamlawyer.com.
Right.
So if you need real help for more than a 3-minute phone call, that's what you do. All right?
Always happy to talk to you.
Simple. Now, before we get to our next call, I want to refer back to a call we got earlier in the week. You weren't here. It was probably last week, actually. Guy called in. You know, I think you will know the answer to this before I finish my sentence, but I'm going to tell it to you anyway. Caller calls in, married, 4 years, has a kid. Wife has a sister. Sister is married with 4 kids. Husband leaves the sister. Okay, so now you have the husband and wife, and you have the wife's sister with her 4 kids. And she's living in Section 8 housing. She's receiving food stamps, child support.
The sister is. Okay.
So, unbeknownst to our hero, the caller.
Who is the husband,
who, of course, has been a listener for way more than 4 years and knew he was not supposed to get married without a prenup. The wife and her sister have a little chit-chat, and the sister says, I need to borrow $5,000.
Oh, it could have been worse.
Yeah, so here's what happened. Now, when he first told me the story, I thought, you know, she went to their bank account and took $5,000 and took it out. Oh, no. I don't think they had $5,000. So the wife unbeknownst to the husband, goes to the bank and applies for a $5,000 loan, which she signs for, gets a check for $5,000, and then hands it over to the sister. And so the sister needed money to pay her lawyer for her divorce, and that ended up costing only $2,500. So the husband finds out that the wife has done this and is furious, and they have a big fight. And the husband says, I want the other $2,500 back, and I'm calling your sister, and I'm telling her to send me that money. So turns out he reaches the sister, and the sister says, well, I had bills, and since I had the extra $2,500, I paid off all my bills. So the $5,000 has been borrowed, and the way this is working is the wife's sister is paying $160 a month for 5 years, and the way the money is coming to the sister is they have to hope that the sister is going to send the $160 so the wife can make the payments, because, of course, the wife's sister didn't have credit good enough to apply for such a loan herself. And what I said to this guy, among other things, is without a prenuptial agreement, your wife's loans are your loans.
Yeah, well, being married is like having a crazy partner.
Right.
And if you have a partnership, if you and I are in business together, Tom, and I start writing checks to whoever, what the fuck can you do about it? That's it. Tough shit.
Right.
I mean, that's the way it goes. I mean, when you're getting divorced, your money starts getting separated, and there are all kinds of restrictions. But if he's married and his wife's doing all this crazy shit, he's responsible for it. That's why he can't get married.
He said he was hoping he had good news. I had good news for him.
Yeah, good news.
Good news. Are you kidding me?
No, but what happens next is that his wife cracks up and disappears, and he's on the hook for the whole thing.
You know, I also was tempted and told him what's going to happen next. Here's what's going to happen next. The wife, who has 4 kids, is now single or separated.
The sister.
I'm sorry, the sister, the wife's sister. And so she's now dating, which he didn't tell me.
I thought he's going to fuck the sister, number one.
Well.
And if not, the $2,500 the sister gave to the lawyer, the other $2,500 is for the wife to hire a lawyer.
So I said to the caller, let me guess. You're Hispanic, and your wife's sister is Hispanic, right? So she's not using any birth control. So let me tell you what's going to happen next. Child number 5 is coming.
Yep.
And when child number 5 comes, the $160 payments are going to dry up.
They're going to disappear.
And you know who's going to be paying for that, pal? You. You're going to be paying for that. And he is
I'm
just,
sorry, Tom. Most deservedly so.
He said the only reason he won't get a divorce is because he has a kid.
Oh, right. Okay.
So he's going to stay there for the next 14 years waiting for that to
get the $5,000 back.
Yes.
I think he's lucky it wasn't $50,000. That's all I can say.
And who knows what she'll do next?
Right. Well, that's it. Listen, if she's going to do that and she's going to get away with it, she's going to be encouraged to do more.
Financial dishonesty is the scourge of many marriages. And you know, these are the people who gamble behind the spouse's back.
Very common.
Right? These are the people who forget $5,000. They take out credit cards and go, you know, have a mental health day down at the mall or whatever, and you end up paying for it, boys.
A lot of guys find out at the beginning of the divorce that the wife's $100,000 in debt. They had no idea.
Right. Which means they're $100,000 in debt.
That's right.
Oh,
crazy partner, Tom.
God. Jeff in Lake Taps, Washington. You're on the Tom Likas Show with divorce attorney Adam Sachs. Hello.
Oh, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I enjoy talking to you and listening to you. But I had a scenario where my ex-wife, everything is amicable and everything, but ultimately I wound up being a single parent living with my children. And there's a little trouble that happened, but ultimately I'll get right to the bones of it. My ex-wife was married to someone in law enforcement, and they used their power to muddle an affidavit. So the affidavit was excluding all the facts and just using fantasy with my ex-wife and those, you know, they destroyed an affidavit and got caught. They got caught at it because I wrote a letter to the Attorney General's office and the Washington Soul contacted me and took my side. And I said, well, you know, I take the path of least resistance. I don't want to have anybody in trouble here, but I want to know why they're able to meddle an affidavit and make it look like and have me charged with domestic violence. I was charged with domestic violence when there was no evidence. And it's in the affidavit and everything's just perfectly clear. And by the way, I haven't seen my daughter in 5 years. It's not because I don't want to. it's simply because, for one reason, it's just awkward.
Awkward.
And is it okay to meddle in affidavit?
Yeah, so let me ask you something. Do you have a lawyer?
I had one of the top-rated attorneys in the world. This guy just dismissed the whole thing. The attorney and the prosecutor said there's no crime committed. I thought it was out of control. But ultimately, nothing happened. But the problem, if it was, is they muddled the affidavit. My ex-wife's husband is in law enforcement, and they use their connection to meddle an affidavit.
What does that mean, meddle an affidavit?
To begin with. Don't you understand?
What does meddle an affidavit mean?
Huh?
What does that mean? What are you saying? Meddle an affidavit? And you haven't seen your child in 5 years? That's crazy.
Is it the affidavit that you used to have me charged to begin with? You wanted to have me charged for assault, my ex-wife, her husband, in law enforcement.
I see.
So let me understand this. Your ex-wife is dating a cop. And so he helped her fudge. Huh? You're still married?
I'm married to a cop.
You're married to a cop. She's married to a cop.
Tom, they got in trouble.
Understood.
They got in trouble.
See, what you're telling us is that there is rare good news here.
Yes.
That the people actually listened when you said that a woman was trying to fuck you over. I get it. Try one more here. I don't want to go out on that one. Let's say hi here. Is this Jeffrin? Is that your name, Jeffrin?
Efren.
Efren.
Yeah. Efren, how are you?
Efren, you're on the Tom Likas show with Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hey, guys. I just have a quick story. My parents divorced in 2005, and ever since 2005 up until 2011, my mother sued my dad for his business. He made his own business, European car repair, and did everything himself. And my mom worked there for a couple of years as a secretary. Okay, and so she sued my dad for the shop, and my dad paid her, I think about $1,000 per month for about 6 years, 7 years. And then after that, as of 2011, my mom started owing my brother and I, because we live with our dad. She started owing us child support.
Okay, hold on. Your mom doesn't owe you child support, okay? And you should not know any of this, okay? When I talk to people and they start getting involved in their parents' divorce and they know support figures and how much debts are and who's suing who, you should not know about this. It's none of your business. It's not healthy for you to be involved in your parents' divorce in this way, okay? And it involves you having to choose sides and choosing your father over your mother or vice versa. It's very, very unhealthy for you. And your parents are sick people if they're involving you in their divorce. And you should not be involved at all. Okay?
All right, Efren. Thanks so much for the call.
Get everything for just 27 cents a day at PremiumTom.com. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it is time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary Zeno.
Yeah, that's right.
We are brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com, click on the Beer Magazine banner, get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's Beer Magazine, borrowing from a regular feature on the Gary and Dino Show, Nude in the News. Huh. These are stories involving
naked
people.
Nakedity.
A naked man in Ireland, found actually in Manchester, running through the streets.
Right.
Completely nude.
Right.
Found dead 3 days later in a 50-foot pit.
Well,
at a construction site.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Nobody has any idea why he was running around town naked.
What they're not reporting is how happy people are that they don't have to see the dude running around no more.
It was fairly well documented. Lots of people whipping out their phones and stuff, taking pictures and video.
It's suspicious, though. The death is, the people are just like, yeah, that's cool.
It will forever be a mystery. Nobody will ever know why. Dude just turned up. I guess he was actually coming into bars and restaurants, too. Completely nude.
So it's official. The nude man of the trendy northern quarter in Manchester, dead.
Right. D-E-D, dead. in Newport Richie, Florida, a man running around naked turned out to be on bath salts.
Oh, there we go.
Beautiful mugshot for our friend.
It just says it all.
It really, you look at him and you see bath salts.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, this is almost universal. This whole bath salt thing never works out well.
No.
Never works out well.
Mm-hmm. Either in death or nudity, or sometimes both. You don't know.
In this case, our friend who looks a lot like Antoine Dotson looks like he didn't quite make it. Run around naked, kind of hard to miss.
See if you can picture this in your mind. This is beautiful. A Pensacola man, still in Florida.
Yes.
Disabled.
Huh.
Collapsed and died after trying to break into homes. Our friend's disabled. He's actually missing a leg. He was attempting to break into homes by crawling up the lawn and throwing bricks at the windows of the house.
Well, he needed to get in. So
how is he going to get in?
Well, here's what you do. You roll up. You have one of those gophers or a wheelchair. I forget what those little things are, squirrels. Those battery-charged things that you buzz around with inside Walmart or grocery stores. You get it up to the sidewalk, right?
Mm-hmm.
You jump out. You go across the grass like a military guy. You know, you just kind of go slide across the grass like a snake, and then you huck rocks through the window, and then you decide to break in that way.
What a concept!
And what a tough thing. By the way,
no basalt involved there.
No, just plain dumb.
Right.
Plain dumb. By the way, if you think about it, you better clear out that window before he climbs in. Now, it's pretty jagged. Right. I don't know how the hell he's
How are you going to get in the window when you can't even get yourself up and you only have one leg? It's pretty fucking crazy. A 22-year-old Oak Ridge, Tennessee man was charged with statutory rape after he was found naked with a 14-year-old girl in the backseat of a vehicle that was parked in a church parking lot.
Yeah, that's going to really leave a mark for our friend. It's a shame for our buddy, but, you know, you really got to be careful. And plus, you know, let's face it, the church parking lot's not the best place to hang around in.
Right. The investigating officer reported first seeing a foot sticking up from the back seat, followed by a
another
nude man.
Oh.
Done.
Wow, nice things going over there in Oak Ridge. Good job, guys.
A Polish photographer is apologizing for taking topless pictures of women in a Jewish cemetery.
Oh, that's bad?
Apparently so.
Huh.
Well, said he was looking to draw attention to the cemetery.
Oh, well, he did, because we're talking about it. The guy, mission accomplished. Mission accomplished.
At least one of the models was pictured with a big cross between her knockers.
Yeah. I wonder where the nudity and the Jewish thing come together as one. Just trying to figure that out.
I don't think it really does. You know what I'm saying? I think that's why everybody's up in arms about it, taking a lot of this shit.
And plus the whole Jewish thing, carrying a cross, that's weird,
right,
too, because the cross is associated with a dude named
Jesus. Very sacrilegious what our friend did. Very sacrilegious.
Jesus has to do with the cross, and there is no Jesus when you're talking about the Jews there.
Remember this picture from a couple of years ago?
I'm confused.
Naked, breastfeeding mother in a handstand with a baby suckling on her breast.
Yes.
Well, apparently they've contacted this woman she's now speaking about. She says that was not staged at all, that photograph. That she lives on a piece of property in Hawaii where clothing is optional.
Mm-hmm.
And she's always up to that yoga thing. And so there she was performing her yoga naked in a handstand on her lawn. And the baby came up and started breastfeeding from her.
Yeah.
Do you buy that?
No. I think it's staged completely. It looks like our friend enjoys, by the way, she takes nude pictures of her children, too. Look at the Instagram account.
Yeah, it's not right.
Oh, boy.
It's all the clothing optional thing.
I never understood that whole concept.
Couple of pick alerts not involving nudity. Tara Reid posted to her Twitter account herself on a boat. In a bikini, on some sort of vacation. She is heroin chic thin.
She is. We have seen close-up shots of her before. There happens to be, like, scars and stuff. It looks like there might have been some work done in the whole 9 yards. I don't know.
It's
sometimes she looks good.
Thin.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? I'd still hit that. Mm. So there's so much for the denial.
And how about that Paige Wyatt from the show American Guns?
Yes.
She posted a picture of herself on a motorcycle on her Twitter account.
She is, I'll tell you what, listen to this, a rich broad with guns, and it looks like that. Let me just spell it out for you. Three letters.
Please do.
D-U-N. Done.
There's plenty more at newsforguys.com. That's going to do it for us. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
Yes.
Check out our podcast at GaryandDino.com. There's a brand new show every Friday. It's GaryandDino.com. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, we are back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Let's talk about El Pollo Inca. El Pollo Inca restaurant in Gardena is owned by our P1 listener, Antonio Atoche, and his brothers. And they serve the best Peruvian food you'll find anywhere, including their famous pollo a la brasa, which is delicious rotisserie chicken. And that's just a start. They've got tons of amazing beef, chicken, seafood, and vegetarian dishes, and a friendly staff. Get their special chicken soup complimentary with every meal, and man, is it good. Plus, get this. The soup is all you can eat when you're dining in. El Pollo Inca on West Artesian Boulevard in Gardena, right of the 91 and where the 110, 405, and 91 meet. Check out their full bar offering specialty drinks like their killer Pisco Sour, a signature Peruvian cocktail. And don't miss their hard-to-find Peruvian beers. They've got karaoke on Thursday nights, salsa dancing Friday through Sunday nights, even salsa classes if you want to learn. Get info at this number, 310-516-7378, or visit elpolloinca.com. El Pollo Inca, 1425 West Artesian Boulevard in Gardena, close to the 710 and minutes from the 605. Easy to get to, lots of free parking, no excuses. Get your ass out to El Pollo Inca in Gardena.